With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump announced on Tuesday he is extending the ceasefire and the war with Iran until, in his words, such time as our leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal. Meanwhile, senior fellow at the Middle East Institute, Jason Campbell, says with the U.S. and Iran leaving those peace talks up in the air, it's not clear how that's going to proceed now in Pakistan.
So there really hasn't been a lot of progress on one, what is the shared list of priority topics to be discussed in these talks? And two, you know, what are the no kidding red lines and sort of the nice to haves for both sides?
The U.S.-Israel war could force large numbers of Iranians living in Turkey to return home.
For years, short-term residency permits have allowed Iranians to pursue economic opportunities and enjoy relative stability in neighboring Turkey. But it's a precarious situation, and the war has raised the stakes. Sadri Hagshinaz spends her days selling borak, a layered savory pastry, at a shop in Istanbul, but her mind is on her daughter in Tehran. The family had had to send her home after they ran into difficulties renewing her visa.
That is Charles Leila Desma reporting. President Trump taking part in a marathon Bible reading event last night.
Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. And in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself
the president
for a
reading,
house of sacrifice.
Mr. Trump reading from the 7th chapter of 2 Chronicles, set during King Solomon's dedication of the temple in ancient Jerusalem. He joined other Christians in reading a passage live-streamed last night from the Museum of the Bible. This is SRN News. A new accusation against Vermont schools.
A study by the parents' rights group Defending Education says that about 200 public schools still have policies barring moms and dads from being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. Defending Education argues this is a clear violation of federal law. It adds that a number of these same Vermont schools allow boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and compete on girls' sports teams. About 52,000 students attend those schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Pennsylvania court has struck down a decades-old law banning the use of state Medicaid funds to cover abortion. The ruling by a divided 7-judge panel of the appellate-level Commonwealth Court is a victory for Planned Parenthood. That organization and other abortion clinic operators first sued Pennsylvania over its Medicaid funding restrictions back in 2019. The court's finding is based on the recent adoption of an abortion amendment. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a look at the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street moved cautiously higher in today's early going after President Trump extended the fragile ceasefire with Iran. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P opened higher, while oil prices continued to fluctuate. Benchmark U.S. crude rose 82 cents to $90.49 per barrel. Brent crude gained 99 cents to $99.47. Boeing shares rose almost 4% after the aerospace giant posted a much smaller loss than Wall Street expected. President Trump's nominee to chair the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, has told a Senate hearing that he never promised the White House that he would cut interest rates. The president has repeatedly urged the Fed to do so. Best Buy fell 4% early on after the electronics retailer announced the departure of its CEO, Corey Barry. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.